Blog Talk Radio.
Followers to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak, owner of Velocity Athletic Training, and I'm live from my studio in Langley, British Columbia, Canada. Now, if you're tuned in or if you're, you know, interested in calling in, I would love to hear your feedback or views on any episode. The number to call is 1-773-897-6223. Again, 1-773-897-6223. You may also find this number on my website at www.velocityathletictraining.com. It is a long distance call. All right. So I welcome your views, your comments. All right. In my last two episodes, I discussed menopause versus fitness. And last week, I touched upon menopause and nutrition. Now, just to recap from last week's discussion, I've received requests to share the recipe of my shake. Thank you for your feedback on this. My shake is the Detox Digestion Shake. Please remember that these ingredients are organic. So, ingredients include 1.5 cups coconut water, which includes bioactive enzymes. All right, these enzymes help in your digestion and your metabolism. Okay, valuable nutrients in coconut water. And it is also a healthy electrolyte replacement. 1/2 cup pineapple juice, again, has a great enzyme, digestive enzyme in pineapple juice. And same remedy. It helps break down your digestion and helps metabolism. 1 beet, 1 cup kale, 1/2 banana, 1/4 cup blueberries or berries of your choice, 1 dash of kelp, and 1.5 tablespoons of milk thistle. Now, you can find milk thistle at any health food store. I prefer liquid only because it gets into your bloodstream a lot quicker. It goes into liver, digestion a lot quicker. So, again, what milk thistle is, it is a detoxifier. If anyone was tuned in last week to my show, we discussed how the liver is your body's filter. Okay, so it breaks down all toxins, it removes toxins, it helps also break down fats. So I think it's a great ingredient. It helps rejuvenate your hair, your skin, your eyes. I mean, it does wonders for your system, and it does wonders for the liver. So, again, you can find it at any health food store, and I highly recommend adding it into this shake, because this shake with the beets, you know, beets are great for cleansing the blood. Kale is great for metabolism as well. Berries are a great antioxidant, and kelp helps actually balance out if you've got hypothyroidism. It really helps with balancing out the hormones. All right. So I would also like to touch upon, just to refresh anybody's memory, upon a statistic from last week's episode, which applies to Canadian women. I'm not sure what the stat is for American women, but I will certainly look that up, get that information, and add it into next week's episode. According to the Canadian Heart and Stroke Foundation, a girth measurement of 80 centimeters, which translates to 31.5 inches, is considered an increased risk to heart disease. Okay, there's a play of words here, so please listen carefully to the stat, ladies, if there's any ladies tuned in. Now, a measurement of more than 88 centimeters, which translates to about 35 inches, is considered a considerable increased risk of heart disease. Now, even if you fall in between these parameters, you're still at risk, all right? So if you were tuned in last week, one of the symptoms of menopause is weight gain, and especially around the midsection. So it is a cause for concern. If you are gaining too much weight around that area, or if your girth measurements are within these parameters or above these parameters, you know, incorporating a sound fitness and nutrition program is key to controlling the weight gain, right? And it's really important, just from my experience, that you find, you know, a trainer, a nutritionist that's well, you know, informed about menopause. Because it is a process that women go through. It is, you know, one of these journeys. You're dealing with so much, not just at the physical level, but also at the emotional and mental level. Not that, you know, I'm not trying to say, you know, women go crazy during menopause. It's just that it's easier to, you know, have someone that's quite knowledgeable about this issue. Okay, it's a change of life. We all go through it. So it's good to have someone that's knowledgeable, that knows, hey, I understand what you're going through. Here's some recommendations I would make. And once again, nothing, you know, if you're going through extreme symptoms or it's a more complex process you're going through, it is vitally important to contact your doctor. You need to visit your doctor, get your blood work done. That's the only way you're going to rule out menopause, all right? I don't recommend that you become, you know, try to remedy yourself and try to guess, oh, this is what's happening, this is what I'm going to do. You know, do your due diligence, see your doctor, explain the symptoms, get the blood work done, and then rule that out because it'll be easier to deal with. All right, now to today's topic. I am so excited about this topic because all we ever hear about is women and menopause. I mean, really, you kind of start to get tired of listening or hearing about it. Today's topic, male menopause. What a topic. Does it really exist? I just had to research this topic, and I will explain why. About a couple weeks ago, and you know, I was just clowning around with my husband, and I sarcastically commented to him, you know, he was in a mood. Everybody gets in a mood, right? I commented, oh, you must be going through menopause. You know, I had to laugh. You know, it's such a common comment for women to hear, right, ladies, if anybody's hearing me out there. A woman cannot get emotional without someone commenting, oh, it must be your hormones. Or maybe it's menopause. Like, you know, women out there, we probably just get tired of hearing it. So, after making this comment to him, I thought, is there such a process that men go through? It's like, seriously, do they experience this journey at all? So it's a good, valid question I asked myself. So I decided to research the topic, and boy, did I find out some great information. First of all, male menopause, you know, let's just set the record straight for you guys out there who are tuned in. Male menopause is another term used for andropause. Okay? That word pause seems to be coming up quite a bit for menopause and andropause. The andropause phase of a man's life, begins when testosterone levels begin to drop, okay, which is usually around between the ages of 45 to 50, and then they start to drastically reduce in the 70s and 80s, right? Okay, so remember, it's a drop in testosterone, okay? So your system is not the same as, obviously, as a woman's, where, you know, we've got the ovaries and the eggs are, you know, when you're going through menopause, the process is so much more different than male or andropause. Okay. So, symptoms include depression and sadness, weight gain, loss of bulk and muscles, sleeplessness, low sex drive, loss of bone density, loss of fertility. Now, one thing I did find in my research is that these symptoms don't necessarily mean that males are in the andropause phase of life. There may be other underlying health issues such as hypothyroidism that when it's treated, your hormones become balanced again. It's the same thing with women. You know, when they go through that, if you have hypothyroid, it's a low thyroid. So that will throw off your hormones and, of course, cause weight gain and a number of other issues as well. So, as I said earlier, unlike women who experience menopause, where symptoms occur, you know, ovaries stop producing eggs, and finally the completion of menses, men are the extreme opposite, right? You never, for men, andropause is a much slower process where you never do stop producing sperm. You just don't. It continues on. It is only the drop in your testosterone levels that requiring balancing out or, per se, topping up. All right, so what is the remedy? Just as women require estrogen to assist balancing the hormonal system, men require topping up of testosterone. All right? Now, to rule out if you are experiencing andropause, okay, a simple visit to your doctor and a blood test will rule out any underlying issues and or if you are going through andropause. All right? So, again, your first step to your remedy or finding out, hey, what's going on? You know, I'm losing bone density. My sex drive is not the same. You know, I'm moody, I'm more emotional. Guys, don't even try to avoid the subject. It happens, right? A lot of customers will say, you know what, no, I'm fine. It's better to face the process of aging and deal with it in a healthy way, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well, right? You can add more years to your lifespan if you take the proper steps in taking care of your health and wellness. To me, it's a known fact. It's a no-brainer, all right? All right. there's not much research in this area, okay, andropause. It's still like a gray area. So it is only just more recent that men are beginning or bringing their symptoms to the attention of their physicians. And I'm hoping that research continues, because there are so many remedies, topics, workshops for menopause, right? There's a lot of information out there for women. There's a lot of ways to deal with menopause, but not when I've looked around through my research, there is not a whole lot for guys. All right. A simple thing, yes, you can top up your testosterone, but then you have a increase to prostate cancer. All right. So it's just like women with topping up or increasing their estrogen, there's a chance of breast cancer. So, you know, it's good to do your research, find out what's going on with your moods, your health and well-being. Rule out, hey, am I going through andropause? Take care of the issue. Don't try to defy or, oh, no, this is not happening to me. It happens. So, again, there's not much research done for men in this topic. Next Wednesday, I will discuss andropause. I'm going to continue doing more research because I'm sure there's more digging I can do. So I will discuss andropause and how to incorporate your fitness and nutrition all wrapped up in one episode. Right? Some guys out there, if you've never worked out, why not start? Right? Again, it takes a great, or someone that's very knowledgeable in this area, menopause, andropause, to assist you in keeping your hormones healthy and, of course, adding more years to your lifespan, I should say. All right. Some new things at Velocity Athletic Training. We're running a special here for Christmas. It's a package, Get in Shape for Christmas package, and it's on a three-month program. And so you get 50% off the package, and if you do any sort of referral, you will get a pair of running shoes. Last week I was running a promotion with, if you tune into the show and you follow the show, you get a free T-shirt. That is over. It ended on September 30th. And so moving forward, that's about it. It's a short, very short show today. I've got number of appointments set up here, and that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to next Wednesday, the andropause phase, fitness and nutrition. All right, have a great week, and I am over and out.